Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. We have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. Having hope is incredibly important. Dostoevsky, the famous writer, said, "To live without hope is to cease to live. Hell is hopelessness." Above the entrance to Dante's hell was the inscription, "Leave behind all hope, you who enter here." The Colossian church were so confident of the future that God had for them that they were full of hope, and that inspired both their faith in Christ and their love for their Christian brothers and sisters. It was like an engine inside them, producing nothing but blessing. Human life is often characterized by hopelessness. In 1850, Bishop Wilberforce said, "I dare not marry, for the future is so dark and unsettled." In 1851, the Duke of Wellington said, "I thank God I shall be spared from seeing the consummation of ruin that is gathering about us." And the following year, the conservative politician Benjamin Disraeli commented, "In every department of our nation, industry, commerce, and agriculture, there is no hope." If you look for similar statements of despair today, they wouldn't be hard to find. Human life is always distorted by fear, sin, and threats. This means it's essential that we deliberately focus our attention on the hope that God has given us in Christ. God doesn't call us to run away from the harsh realities of this world, but he does encourage us to keep focused on the hope that we have, which will never be taken away from us. It is absolutely secure. So let me ask you a question. What impact does your Christian hope have on the way that you live? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we thank you for the hope that you have given us, which is like an anchor for our lives. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.